All right, partner, you know what time it is.
Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. First of all, let me say thank you for listening to the podcast. I do appreciate it. Those of you that listen and subscribe, thank you even more. Please do subscribe, because when you go to iTunes and you subscribe to the podcast, it helps other people find us. It brings us up in the ratings, and, you know, I appreciate that too. Also, you can leave a review for the podcast on iTunes. That'd be great. Now, if you're listening through podbean.com, which is another one of our, because we're all over, we're on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podbean, you can get us on all that. And if you're listening on podbean.com, or if you go to podbean.com and you find us there, you find the podcast, Remasculate, you can subscribe there, and you can also donate. There's a donate button. And the reason I'm going to tell you guys about this, because it's gotten to the point that I'm going to have to try to find a few subscribers that want to donate, because it takes up a lot of bandwidth and things to keep this going. And the more shows that I do and store, because I don't want to delete shows, because people find them and they go back and they listen to old ones. And sometimes you guys even go back and listen to one that you liked, or you'll share it with somebody that you know they liked it. And I appreciate that. So here's the deal. Go over to podbean.com. There is a little donate button on the right-hand side. Donate what you can. I appreciate it. One of my, this is kind of weird, one of my guys that was a big sponsor of the podcast, Roger Alvarado, he was donating $100 every couple months, and that was keeping us going. But actually, Roger sent me a note and said, you know, buy a couple of mics, and he helped the podcast out a lot. Well, the bad news is, my friend Roger, he died recently. So it's like PBS. I've lost a subscriber and a friend. So now I'm asking you guys, you know, if you enjoy it, help me out here. Just give whatever you can. And if you know a company that would like to sponsor the podcast, that would be great. Find me one company that wants to do. It's going to be about $200 or $300 a year, some maybe more if I up the band space on here. Just to say, here you go, I'm the main sponsor, and I will even name the studio basement after the guys. You know, this could be like, hey, we're in the Twinkie Hostess Studios, and I'm saying that because they're gone now. And I don't know if you guys can tell this or not. I'm trying something a little different here today. I have got a microphone attached to my iPhone, and I'm walking around the house talking and doing this to you guys. And it's kind of interesting, because I'm not sitting there staring at the wall going, what should I talk about? At least now I'm walking around the house going, what should I talk about? It's a big difference, you know. And now I'm going to take you outside on my deck when I go outside, where I have my waterfall. Listen, see if the mic picks up the waterfall. How relaxing is this? Ah, the sound of water. Makes you want to pee, doesn't it? I had this waterfall built in my backyard, and it's gorgeous. I love it. I got fish in it. It's about 2 or 3 feet deep. But it's turned green. You ever had your pond turn green? And no matter what you put in, it's not green. And everybody's like, well, maybe you need to shock the water. I'm like, it'll shock the shit out of the fish. And I don't need that. So I'm trying to avoid that. So if anybody has any hints on how to clear up green pond water, give me a shot. Find me at McGrew@MSN.com. Kind of walk back into the house here because the dog is scratching on the door. Yeah, well, I'm inside. I'm going to grab myself a little bit of a snack while I talk to you guys. I went by Safeway and picked up some bread pudding with raisins. It's a single serve. Now, it's bread and it's pudding. Now, is it bread or is it pudding? It's bread pudding, but I'm not sure exactly. I agree, Butterfly. What the hell is it? It's bread pudding. What's it going to be? Is it going to be soggy bread tasting, or is it going to be delicious? What do you think? Speaking of food, have you heard about the doctors that are handing out prescriptions for fruit and veggies? Yep. Now, these doctors in New York City, they're handing out prescriptions for apples, oranges, and plenty of leafy green vegetables to at-risk patients in neighborhoods hit hard by heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. The hospital and Lincoln Medical Center are joining Wholesome Wave. It's a national program, and it's aimed at preempting the need for medicine. Instead of a classic prescription, the doctors are slipping patients these little slips for health bucks. They're called health bucks, which are coupons they could use at local farmers market. So that's kind of a good idea, isn't it? I mean, you know, if you're not eating, a lot of people don't eat right. I don't really like fruits and vegetables. I shouldn't say fruit. I don't like vegetables. I love fruit. And now I find out that fruit isn't even that good for you because it has so much sugar in it. So don't eat just like live off. You can't just live off fruit like I've been doing. Well, gosh, you know, that's just, everything's bad for it. But it's like my grandmother always says, I guess it's everything in moderation. Just have a little bit of everything and everything will be all right. Well, let's move on from the food story on to a divorce and food story. See, y'all, that's a good transition right there. Got food and divorce. How's this go together? Well, a husband, he's threatening divorce after his wife licked all the filling from the Oreo cookies. Well, if there's ever a reason for divorce, that's it right there. I think this guy has perfect grounds for divorce. Who licks the center out of the cookie, huh? Well, you know, 50% of marriages do end in divorce, but I can see where people get divorced for medical reasons, you know, like they're sick of each other. But if you're just going to get divorced for no reason, this is the best no reason ever. If your spouse opens a bag of Oreos and licks all of the filling from each cookie before placing them back in the bag, that's just ridiculous. That takes, you know, 50% divorce up to 100% right there. There was a picture posted on the internet of a guy that posted a note on the bag of previously licked out Oreos that says, I'm considering divorce. Comments under the picture tend to agree with his reaction that, you know, that he was totally justified. But just considering divorce, I think I would have already packed my things and started looking for an apartment. I couldn't live with an Oreo licker. I don't know about you. That's taking it too far. You know, there's nothing like a bond between a mother and her son, but this might be taking it a little too far. A mother resorts to Craigslist in a quest to deflower her Harvard-bound son. Yeah, this is what the ad said. Listen to this. This is going to sound strange, but my son is a senior in high school, and I want to help him. He's 18 and will go away to Harvard in the fall. He's extremely smart but socially awkward, has never had a girlfriend, and I'm sure he's a virgin. I want to find a cute young girl to date him and turn him from a high school nerd to cool college kid. He's very handsome and extremely fit. He's on the varsity cross-country team, so I'd say there's almost zero body fat on him. You need to be 19 or under 20. 20-plus would probably freak him out, it says. Here's my plan. I'll buy 4 tickets to some great concert coming up, give 2 to my son and 2 to you. He will know nothing about the other 2 tickets. He'll go to the show with one of his buddies. No way he'll take a girl. He's too shy to ask them out. And you and your friend will be in the seats next to him. Now, you spring into action. You start talking to him during the concert, eventually pick him up, ask him to take you somewhere after, and ditch your friends. Then you seduce him and take his virginity. Keep dating him and showing him different sex positions till he goes off to college, and then let him go gently so he'll have the confidence to date other girls once he's there. In return, I'll make your financial issues disappear. Please put your favorite type of car in the subject to show that you're real. Thanks. Okay, she's trying to get her son laid. If He sounds gay to me. I don't mean to be weird. He just sounds gay. He's good looking. He's fit. He's 18 and would never ask a girl out. Maybe he's just afraid to tell you, Mom. Maybe that's it. Or, you know, oh, can you hear that? I'm baking a pie. It's going off. The timer's going off. I need to take it out of the oven right now. That's right. I'm baking a pie and making a podcast all at the same time. But what I was going to say before that went off is, would it just be cheaper for her to buy the dude a prostitute? You could just get him a prostitute and boom, virginity's gone. Sounds like you're trying to really seduce him out of the I might be gay shell. What do you guys think? Hold on, I got to get the pie. Okay, here's what I was thinking as I was getting the pie out of the oven. What if the kid thought of this whole thing himself? This is just a big plan that he came up with. Not only is he getting Craigslist, he's getting publicity. Genius. That's all I got to say. If it's him, genius. And yes, I did say pie. I was making a pie. I did make a pie. Just got it out of the oven. For a benefit here in Colorado where I live. They asked me to do a celebrity pie thing. I'm going to give them an 8x10, and then it goes to goes over to this building in Parker, and we'll see how much money it makes. Hopefully it raises a little bit of money. I wish I knew what it was for. I know they told me, and I agreed to it, and thank God they sent me an email last night saying, thanks for getting into the celebrity pie fundraiser, and we look forward to it, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, crap, I gotta go get the stuff and make a pie. And my girlfriend, Miss Thang, who is out of town, I text her about it. She goes, you know how to make a pie? Of course. You know how you do it? You read. Anybody that can read can cook. It's that simple. And if you've ever been to the grocery store, there's this thing like pre-done pie crust, and you fill it, and then you cover it with strips, don't you? And then you add whatever little secret different ingredients you want to make, like, man, this doesn't have enough cinnamon. I'm going to add a little more cinnamon. Pow! Now it's my recipe. Ta-da! Little old pie maker, me.
There's been a lot of talk lately about Amanda Bynes. Now, we've had Lindsay Lohan, that crazy lady, Lohan, the Loho. Now we've got Amanda Bynes. Well, I think we should have an Amanda Bynes watch. You know, let's do a countdown when this thing finally goes off. You know, like a Deadpool kind of thing. Can we do that? We should have, let's make this a running bit. It'd be a running bit. It'd be a Amanda Watch 2013. This bitch is crazy. When will she go off? Amanda Watch, 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 watch. Now, for you that don't know, Amanda Bynes was a former child actor turned psycho, and she's been in a lot of trouble lately. She was, she did a lot of stuff. She was in the movie Easy A. That's probably the most popular one you know of recently. Here is the latest story about Amanda on Amanda Watch 2013. News has confirmed that former child star Amanda Bynes is in custody after a disturbance last night in a California neighborhood. Police say Burns met the criteria of a 5150 detention in which authorities can order a person to undergo a mental health evaluation. Police in Thousand Oaks near Los Angeles apprehended the 27-year-old former Nickelodeon star after they responded to a fire in the driveway of a home. Bynes was also involved in a reported incident. Bynes was also involved in a reported incident over the weekend at a retirement community. TMZ reported that staffers would not let her in to visit a relative because she seemed drunk. Shocker! And there it is, the latest Amanda Watch 2013. This bitch is crazy. When will she go off? Amanda Watch, 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 watch. Now, I know some of you are going, wow, what happened to the sound? It got much better. Well, it's because I stopped recording on my phone and came down to the studio.
Basement.
And added this little bit about Amanda Watch 2013. And the sound got better. So, yeah, that explains that right now. So I hope you will enjoy the Amanda Watch. I'll try to find one of those and keep it going. If you find an Amanda Bynes story, make sure you send it to me, and we'll do it here on Remasculate. Now, I always complain about how America is going, and I think we've made some turns in America that I think are taking us down the wrong road.
And here's a story that kind of proves what I've been saying. Poet Thomas Tusser famously said, "A fool and his money are soon parted, but it took a $120 plain white t-shirt designed by Kanye West to prove just how many fools exist. Priced at roughly a gazillion times the cost of a regular plain white t-shirt, this Egyptian cotton hip-hop t-shirt," let me do this with my quotes because it's in quotes in the story, quote, "hip-hop t-shirt bears no visible difference between a dollar store t-shirt and his t-shirt, other than the words KPC Kanye, silkscreened on the inner neckline, letting only the wearer know how willing he is to throw money down the toilet. But despite the exorbitant price and simplistic design, the Kanye t-shirt sold out." That's right, sold out upon its debut, along with $265 jeans and $285 hoodies. That's right, a fool and his money are soon parted. Hey, buy a plain white t-shirt. Or better yet, listen to a song by the plain white t-shirts. Hey there, vagina, won't you? No. Hey there. Hey there. What was that song? I loved that song. Hey there. All I remember is the old parody song. Hey there, vagina, won't you? Anyway. Those of you who know me know that I love a good news story. I mean, love. That's what I spend most of my time doing, perusing the news, looking for stories. And this is a story that you don't hear enough about. Enough. Well, here's a story I hope you never hear anything about ever again. In Alabama, just after midnight Monday, a deputy tried to stop an SUV, but it took off towards the interstate. During the ensuing police chase, the two men inside tossed out a box of roosters. That's right, roosters, as in roosters. They abandoned the car, but were quickly caught. Police recovered a total of 54 roosters, including birds from the thrown box, some of which were dead. Oh, I'm shocked, but that's sad. And some that were still inside the car. In all, 38 roosters were still alive. The two men from Louisiana faced charges including first-degree theft, attempting to elude police, and resisting arrest. I don't know what they were hoping to do with the roosters. Were they trying to sell them as like redneck alarm clocks? I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that throwing roosters at a police car is pretty much a cock-a-doodle-don't. And here's a little story that should make everybody happy. The average bra size rises to 34 double D, but your boobs aren't getting any bigger. Huh? This is what the story says. As with cholesterol, truck size, and televisions per household, the nation's average cup size has collectively risen, going from 34B in 1983 to 34 double D in 2013. But lingerie retailers believe the trend has more to do with the women buying properly sized bras than with any kind of natural bust inflation conspiracy. Instead of forcing D plus breast into, you know, D cup bras, women are beginning to purchase larger cup sizes, says a rep. 20 years ago, the American market carried less than 20 sizes, so women with bigger breasts squeezed into bras that were two or more sizes too small. Yeah, whatever. I think boobs have gotten bigger, and now they're all up in Congress. No, seriously, I think it probably has to do with, you know, the, quote, obesity epidemic that's going on in this country. I think the bigger you are, the bigger your boobs are going to get. Isn't that kind of the way it works? Because I always hear women go, "I've lost weight, but the bad part about it is I've lost my boobs too." But okay, here's a sad part though. If 34 double D is average, that means so many people are below average in this country. Oh, I'm sorry, below average people. Do your best, work hard, and one day you too can be average. Speaking of boobs, I'm pretty sure Kate Middleton's boobs have gotten bigger because of the baby. That's right, she finally delivered the baby. Everybody's been on royal baby watch, and the baby popped out this week. I think it was yesterday, and everybody is so excited. The prince and his princess came and
hung the baby out over the balcony and showed the crowd. No, they didn't. That was Michael Jackson. That was a different prince. But they did come out today and show the baby, and they gave the baby's name. The world now knows to address this latest addition to the British royal family as His Royal Highness Prince George Alexander Louis of Cambridge. The baby boy is third in line after grandfather, Prince Charles, and its father, Prince William. Now, who's going to be king? Have we decided this? Is we going to skip Prince Charles? Is it going to go directly to Prince William? Or are we just going to hold off and give this kid the throne? I say we like I've got anything to freaking do with it. Yeah, I've decided the baby should be king. Well, that's what I've decided. Let it be declared. The baby shall be the king. All right, this is just crazy. As I'm recording the podcast here, I get news alerts on my phone, and it just so happens I get a new one from TMZ. Apparently, Amanda Bynes has done something else. Hold on. Let me hit the button.
Amanda Bynes.
2013. This bitch is crazy. When will she go off? Amanda Watch, 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 watch. Amanda Bynes accidentally drenched her pet Pomeranian with gasoline while building a fire in a residential neighborhood, then raced to a nearby liquor store to clean the pooch. The surveillance video taken inside the liquor store begins minutes after Bynes allegedly used a canister of gasoline to fuel a fire outside a random elderly woman's home in Thousand Oaks, California, that I had reported earlier. Bynes can be seen bursting into the liquor store and darting straight for a restricted employees-only area while holding the dog in her outstretched arms. The cashier, sensing something was wrong, rushed out from behind the register and chased after Bynes to see what she was doing. The cashier detected a strong odor of gasoline and observed Bynes attempting to rinse off the dog in the sink in the back area. As soon as the cashier confronted Bynes, she freaked out and left the store without further incident. Moments later, cops located Amanda and placed her on a 5150 psych hold, believing she could pose a danger to herself and or others or pets. As for the dog, its current whereabouts are unknown, but they're trying to track it down. It might be the one barking upstairs. No, that's my crazy-ass pooch. Shut up or I'll put gasoline on you! No, I won't. I love that dog. This has been
Amanda Watch 2013. This bitch is crazy. When will she go off? Amanda Watch. Watch, 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 watch.
Here's something I'm going to wrap up the show with. I hope you've enjoyed some of this show today because it's been fun doing it. And I enjoy knowing that I can do some of this on my phone and not feel trapped down here in the studio basement. But here's a great story. It was sent to me by my friend Jeremy. You can find him on Twitter at Jeremy on the radio. That's Jeremy on the with a D radio. If not, look him up. Find him on Facebook. Doesn't matter. Anyway, he sent me this story. Swimmer trapped by beach balls. A man got a nasty surprise when he tried to get out of his deck chair and found his testicles had become stuck between the two slats of wood. The man had been swimming naked off the beach in Croatia, and his testicles had shrunk in the cool sea. When he sat down, they slipped through the slats, and then, as he lay in the sun, expanded back to normal size. He was freed after he called beach maintenance services on his mobile phone, and they sent a member of staff to cut the deck chair in half. How would you like to do that? Beach balls! Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had fun with today's podcast. I know I did. One of my favorite things in the world to do is to broadcast out to you, my friends, my fans, my family. That's what you are. You are my ohana. That's right. That's Hawaiian for family. We say that. I probably don't do enough of the Hawaiian theme on here because I do love Hawaii. And if you're on my Facebook, you probably noticed that I put up a Hawaiian-style picture of myself. I will not I will not give it away, but if you have not seen it yet, go to my Facebook. Look up Steve Mudflap McGrew, and you'll see my lovely Hawaiian picture. You can put a comment under it. I'm okay with it. There's already been a lot of comments. It's all in fun, because I love Hawaii. Hawaii. Hi. How do you say it? Everybody's got a different way to say it. Hawaii. 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 I call it paradise. Aloha. I got to run. God bless America. Go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the Mudflap House, flapping and poo, and they're under with the razor nose, and poo licks herself, and Flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and Stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind